Hotel.
Just a moment, sir. He'll be right with you.
Hello?
Hello?
John, how are you?
Fine. How are you, Mr. President?
Very good indeed. I just wondered, are you going to be seeing Kuznetsov tonight?
I saw him.
You've already seen him?
I've seen him and given us a full report to Rust. About what it was. Do you want it?
Well, no, here's, the secretary's right here and so on. Here's what we're concerned about, two or three things. First, we're going to have a surveillance tomorrow, and General Rickey is told that we're going to get a warm reception, and then Kuznetsov says they've got no response, run by Cubans.
Yes.
Well, now, that means, that's number one. That's not a satisfactory situation. If we lose a plane over Cuba, you know what, Dre.
Yes, I told him that three times.
Right, and then that's number one. Number two, reimpose the quarantine. What we plan to do, and the secretary will be in touch with you about this, is to hail them. They would say where they're from, where they're going, and their cargo, which is how we passed that tanker last week. And then without search. But the problem is that unless, if Castro on the one hand will not permit the UN to docks these ships, number one, and will not permit on-site, and the Russians won't permit us to inspect the sites themselves, and number three, the UN has been unable to come up with a substitute for our own surveillance, and number four, the fire at our planes and perhaps loses one, we will find ourselves in worse positions about our own matters.
Well, I tried to make it just three times. I told Kuznetsov that we judgment of the government, that we had to have surveillance until we had a part of our own, substitute.
Yeah.
And that I would hope that he would see to it that we were shot at or shot down, because if they were, we'd be facing danger again.
Yeah.
About the anti-aircraft being in the hands of Cubans. Well, my impression was that these sophisticated weapons were in the hands of the a Soviet technician. We said, we haven't got any soldiers there. They're in the hands.
I said, at any rate,
we're going to have this, because we can't last chance. The last photographs we had are clear. They don't show that the dismantling has started. We've had 2 days. Take a look now and see if they really are dismantled, or in the process of being dismantled. That'd be rather. But I said, I've repeated three times that we were going to have to fly surveillance, and that it would be disastrous if planes were shot down.
And he didn't get it.
That's all I said. He did not. I didn't ask him. I deliberately didn't ask him for a deal on it, because, they thought we shouldn't ask, for the judgment of Roscoe Patrick, too.
Okay, well, now, let's see. What about the our suggestion was that you would notify him tonight about our procedure on the quarantine.
Any obligation to know?
No, I meant that you could tell him about what we're going to do on the quarantine.
Oh, I could tell him that.
I don't know if he'd get the message to Moscow and back again.
I told him that I don't think there's such a great deal of pressure on that. What he said about the quarantine, he said, you know, dismantling that stuff. And he said, well, you know, what we mean by dismantling is removal. He said, well, what I'm talking about is we can do the dismantling, the actual physical dismantling, in a few days. But then, depending upon how long it would take for us to get our ships there to take the stuff away, and that requires U.S. action. And I'd like to have you think about that, and perhaps that's one of the problems we can talk about. But there was no urgency, nothing about talking to him tonight about the quarantine. And I said, well, we were prepared to, if the Cubans would cooperate, we were prepared to have the Red Cross inspect on the piers and on at the ports, and there'd be no problem about the quarantine. Then we could see very well that the ships were.
What did he say to that?
Sanitary, and he said he nodded. He nodded on that and said that. Had I any reports on the matter of the attitude of Castro? And I said no, but we would probably know a lot more about that when Utah got up here. That I'd gotten rumors that he was rather recalcitrant. You know, it's to our common object. It's our common objective to get those out just as fast as we can. The weapons out just as fast as we can. And maybe in this respect, our objects are not in common with those of Castro, and we may have to help you as against your friends.
What is, are you going to see McCoyan?
Well, he said to me that McCoyan was coming here tomorrow.
That was tomorrow.
I've gotten a cable from him saying he's going to spend 24 hours here, a little less. and that he had asked to see me, and he suggested that I might have dinner with McCoyan and him tomorrow night.
Yeah.
At the Soviet headquarters here. But he said that specifically McCoyan had asked whether it would be possible for him to see me on the way to Havana.
Yeah, well, I think he ought to see you and get these points.
Yeah.
Well, now, what we need to just take care of tonight are two or three things. First, to tell Kuznetsov, maybe tell him by phone, what we're going to do on the quarantine. You know, we're just going to hail them like we did with that tank. What was the name of that tank? The Bucharest. The procedures we follow with the Bucharest are what we'll follow on the quarantine. It'll be a hail, and I guess it's they just say where they've come, where they're going, and their cargo, and we'll pass them.
Uh-huh.
You tell them that?
Well, I don't see any necessity to call them up tonight about it, and my judgment would be not to...
Tell them.
Not to tell them.
All right, well, that's number one.
That I would tell them at the proper time.
All right, well, except we're going to put back the thing in the morning, you see.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, we're putting it back at dawn.
Uh-huh.
I assume they'll do that anyway.
Yeah,
they don't.
I think I could talk to him about that or talk to him tomorrow about it.
Okay.
My feeling is that if I call up tonight, it looks a little bit as if I'm
anxious.
A little bit.
Now, you don't think there's anything more we can say about this, because we don't want to lose a plane tomorrow, about this firing. You think you've made that as strong as you can make it?
As strong as I stated three times that it would be disastrous if we
okay.
If the planes were shot down. He did come back with the business about the Cubans. Didn't make any about it. I didn't ask for a commitment. But he certainly is on full notice that our planes are going in, and that it would be a very serious thing if they were shot down.
I see.
Now, Adlai, I think, feels that it wouldn't be wise to restart this surveillance tomorrow. We ought to let another day go by. I can't see that another day would help very much. I think we'd have the same problem, and maybe a more difficult problem.
Yeah, well, we're going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead with the surveillance.
Well, Adlai has, I think, ought to state his view.
Right.
He said that... He thought that until we had a chance to talk to Utant and get a full picture of the thing...
When are they going to see Utant?
Well, you're apparently not going to see him. He doesn't get in until 9:30. He sent word he's going straight to his...
house.
To his house. He's not coming to get the United Nations, and he'll talk to us tomorrow morning.
I see. You don't know what time.
No, I just think the first thing...
All right. Well, I tell you what. We'll hold up the surveillance until you've had the conversation with Utant.
Uh-huh.
So, because we can just put the surveillance on for the afternoon.
Uh-huh. Now, I guess that's all. I guess that's the full story of my talk.
Just second.
I gave you. You'll have a telegram on it. It's obvious that he's trying to.
Jack.
Yeah.
We've got to have a report from Utant tonight on how he sees the situation in his visit to Havana.
Uh huh.
So we really got to insist on that.
Uh huh.
Uh
huh.
Now.
Okay.
So let's get somebody over there. It could be you, or it could be George Ball, or Rosgill Patrick, anybody on the team there. But I think we ought to get somebody over together, either Utant or General Rickey.
Yes.
Because this could affect a good many decisions we're having to make here.
Okay, I'll lay that on.
And you call me when you get the report on it, huh?
Okay, I'll either call you or have them call you. I like to get firsthand so I don't have to transmit it like that.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Okay, well.
Thank you.
Hey, I put you on the spot this morning. At breakfast with Dwight Eisenhower and two visitors who wanted his advice on whether they should talk to the President of the United States about a problem. He, and asking what would he have done if they had come to him with this, he urged that they see the President. Now, I don't know. I said, well, I guess the best thing on this is to call Ted Clifton. And Dwight Eisenhower said, go ahead and call him, see if these two men can get in.
Aye.
Is there any chance in the next couple of days?
Oh, yeah.
If Claire Francis, you know him, don't you? The old General Foods man.
Oh, yeah.
And Egbert of Studebaker.
All right.
Hmm?
Right. Now, when you say General Foods, I'm trying to...
He was General Foods. He was head of General Foods.
Right. And these two men...
No, wait, the President knows him.
Right.
Together around the Hoover Commission.
Oh, yeah. He knows them both.
Yeah.
Now, the idea is that they should get down here and see him. Where do we get in touch with them?
Well, they're here in New York. It's them Bob has their phone number. They have a plane here. They can get down any time if they can get 10 minutes.
Right.
Hmm?
And is it on an economic problem or?
That's right. That's right. 12,000 jobs. Now they spent the whole case before Dwight Eisenhower, and his reaction was that it was a it was presidential level.
Well, all right. That he ought to know. And let me run this through the mill, and you think I can get a hold of Egbert at Studebaker?
They're both in New York, damn it, I just...
But Schultz knows where.
Yeah, Bob just took off.
Are you all staying there?
Phone numbers. Oh, wait, here it is.
All right.
Yukon 6-7990.
7990?
Yeah, or Yukon 6-7979.
Aye.
This is a hell of a time to ask for an appointment.
Well, we'll see. Well, I'll get this organized.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Dwight Eisenhower seemed to think that it was.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't seem. He said right out that he thought it was presidential level.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll get after it.
Okay.
All right, Kevin.
All right,
are you all staying in New York today?
Overnight. We've got, we had Council for Foreign Relations last night, and I don't know what the hell there's. Oh, Mr. President tonight.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
In the meantime, we're resting, damn it.
Okay. I'll see you, Kev.
All right.
Bye.
With respect to, say, peace in the Caribbean,
right.
So that it would not be necessarily geographically limited to Cuba.
Yeah. Well, I think that's right. The terms in which the FT thought that...
But in relation to invasion, not in relation to a lot of other things.
Well, that's right. But what he talked to Castro about was some... continuing people, presumably in Cuba itself.
Yeah.
But you could have a commission that could travel and so on.
Yeah.
Now, one other thing. The question of the return of Major Anderson's body came up. The Secretary General feels that Castro said that he was prepared to do that through the U.N.
Yeah.
The Secretary General feels that the best way to have that done is for us to ask the Swiss immediately to try to arrange that and to have the body shipped to Guantanamo where we fly it back.
Uh-huh.
So I think you might want to set the wheels in motion down there on that sort. So
yeah, okay. Yeah, all right, fine. Now, there's no question that here, really, that that the SAMs are under Russian control.
Yeah.
And so we want to find an opportunity here to press on at some point to get all Russian-controlled and manned equipment out of there, you see.
Well, McCoy's having dinner with McCoy on tonight.
Yeah.
Might be a way to do that.
Yeah.
And to do it particularly on the ground that the real security trouble would be some kind of UN.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, fine.